Lingali chona njani zuluganda ba yiwutivana uhlelo lothi laba sakhulayo uhlelo T connection lilami u Mike Hove kwazi muri eZimbabwe ndinomkamtshira mchongo chedu chemechi tiki uhlelo T connection muyineni wenyu Mike Hove welcome muri eZimbabwe welcome Zimbabwe moshe T connection studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, the 23rd of June, 2020. Ontana Zimbabwe Mushet no Rombo Kuti at Kwanza Kupai Chirongwa Semazwa or say this program is a pre-recorded program. It is not live. Due to COVID-19, unfortunately, we are all having to work from home. Nepamsana page where she che coronavirus. So for that reason, you cannot call in. Nonetheless, muri Zimbabwe, la kuku sichela imibone nuk lisebenzisa I WhatsApp, kunombolo ethi +12024650318. Kana mshila utipa, maundre mi pamsoro pe zinyaya, za tizangi tishibasa nasipa chirongwa chedu chavezi iki, munu kwa nisa kutichumira ma message pa WhatsApp pa number 02 +12024650318. Tachipinda mwenyaya tizina zo na hati mchiro wangwa na mchagushelo si kubigila pambili si tinta utaba lomkushane uwe coronavirus. Tukendra mberi mwere Zimbabwe chikibasa nyaya zwechirwere che coronavirus. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on COVID-19. Now, as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, in the country, over 500 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, this is something that has led to a lot of people panicking, looking at how the numbers keep skyrocketing and increasing the jump between week, that is increasing week by week by week. Is very high. Just the last time, we're talking about 200 COVID-19 cases. Napi, we're talking over 500. That's a jump of over 300 people that have tested positive for COVID-19. The number of deaths also increased last week. We're talking about 4 people. Nasi uno is 6 people that have passed away due to COVID-19. But now, we're not just looking at focusing on how coronavirus is affecting Zimbabwe, but we're also looking at touching on the discussion of the proposed constitutional amendments. Now, as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, there's been a lot of meetings whereby people are meeting and discussing on whether or not Zimbabwe's constitution or certain aspects of Zimbabwe's constitution need to be amended. So that's another discussion that we're going to delve into further. But first up, umkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Now, as we speak, according to John Hopkins University, over 9 million people have contracted coronavirus up to date. And of course, as we speak, like I mentioned earlier on, this is a pre-recorded program, so these numbers are most likely changing as we speak. Now, the death toll itself has risen to over 470,000 people worldwide. 9 million people tested positive for COVID-19. Death toll is at over 470,000. Now, if we zone back into Zimbabwe, earlier on I gave you the numbers, but just to repeat them, in Zimbabwe, over 500 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 64 have recovered, and the death toll is currently at 6. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, over 63,000, the exact number of tests have been conducted in the country is 63,347 COVID-19 tests have been done. 36,126 are RDT tests, and 27,221 are a result of PCR tests. Zimbabwe, we're touching on, of course, the rising numbers of coronavirus cases. Proposed constitutional amendments. If you're tuned in via radio, we're broadcasting on 909 medium wave frequency, 4930. 6040 Nepa 15460 kilohertz per shortwave. I must repeat, Muria Zimbabwe, once again, Tino Rombo, Chirongwa Chetrukupa Izhezhi is pre-recorded. Nepa Msana Pezo Chirwere Chiche Coronavirus, we are all working from home. So, Silusi, Nyempele, Nchwagazo Moshe, Goto Alinga Kofi, Lakuhusi, Chela, Imibone, Nu, Serizani, WhatsApp, kunombolo ethi +12024650318 lapho uzithumezela imilayezelo. Makasirira chirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection. Chirongwa B Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. If you're just tuning in right now, welcome, welcome, welcome. Now let's delve into the discussion of the day. We have two things that we're going to be tackling early on. I mentioned it, but if you're just joining in, let me just give you a quick briefing. We're touching on the rising number of cases that are COVID-19 related. Monika, Shangisibata Zakare, Nyaya Yeji, propose a constitutional amendment. First up, coronavirus. Let's head over to an interview I had with one of the doctors that I usually have. Pano Pachirongwachelichewetiki, Dr. Tinotendas Memeza, who breaks down what all this means.
We are still telling the population that corona is there and it's real. And the numbers are increasing, and it's most likely due to the testing that we have improved on the testing, but we haven't reached the level that we want to reach. But we still remain vigilant in protecting ourselves from contracting the virus.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Tichitari's, some of the numbers themselves. I've realized that there's actually, initially, we're all, I guess for lack of a better word, confident, because a lot of the cases that were coming in from outside of the nation. But now with the latest results that have been put out, it highlights that there's now a growing amount of community-based spreading of coronavirus. How are we supposed to react to this as Zimbabweans?
I think as we've been discussing throughout the entire COVID period, that we should always remain vigilant, because community spread is likely to be there, whether we have identified it or not. It's actually there. It's a reality. So most probably the reason why we hadn't really identified it is because we hadn't been testing enough, so we didn't know the proper epicenters of where the virus is coming from. But community spread is a reality, and we should always remain vigilant towards practicing social distancing, washing our hands, and so forth, so as to prevent this. So now the current statistics are showing that some of the tests that have been conducted show that there are some positive cases which have been spread in the community. So we should always remain vigilant towards preventing contracting those the virus.
Now, let's look at the way we've been conducting our testing. It seems as though a lot of the testing was primarily focused on the quarantine centers, because that's where a lot of the cases were being identified. But now with mm-hmm. the number increasing, the amount of people who are now with the community spreading now increasing, how are we supposed to, allocate our resources with regard to testing?
I think, I've been trying to explain that we should do rampant testing so that we see and where the focus of infection is, which regions are highly transmissible. So, Karatadaro, then we direct our attention towards those areas, but also maintaining testing everywhere else. Mm-hmm. So that way we will help to stop the increased spread of the virus, but also help to contain the virus itself, so that the communities are well taken care of.
All right.
But the only problem that I guess we are having is just that we are not testing enough, so such that we can identify those areas. As you can see, I think in South Africa, they now have over 100,000 active cases. Mm-hmm. And we are lagging behind in terms of testing, which is what we need to improve.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Mbubasa Nyayi ni Rimi Ramayi, tuko nao ti namba ye vanu vanu ku spread out achuwa na jimu vanu. Kana tikati mnechungu mususaya ati iliku kuira. Se zuzara za Zimbabwe, tunofana uzutabra saizu ya saizu.
Tunofana ku tanga cha accepta kuti zveshuwa chirwere ichi ichokwadi chiriko, because tine vamwe vakufunga kuti maybe ndezvekudzimwe nyika kana kuti zvinobata vamwe vanhu vasiri isusu. Saka tinofanira kugara tichiziva kuti chirwere ichi chinokwanisa kubata ani naani zvake, uyezve tinofanira kuramba tichipractisa ma principles edu ekuti tisawane utachiona. she practices social distancing, tichigeza maoko, wakaona wa developa ma symptoms, wofonera anamaskokota kuti uudwe kuti chichi kupitika kana kuti uudwe kuno test.
Mhm. Kana namba yeye ya
2019.
Right. Saka zvino sezvo tikona kuti namba yevanhu iri kuvendera mberi chikwira yadarika 500. Pa time tarisa nzira yai allocate ma resources emnyika kazhinji taiona kuti vanhu vazhinji vaiteswa vangari vanhu vanga vachibva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vari mumaquarantine centers nemaundere kumungati yave nguva yekuchichinje strategy iyoyo here tichitange kutesta vanhu vari musociety vagara vatori munyika.
I think ideally is zvatikufanira kutoita ndezvekutoti tinofanira kuchiita open testing kuti munhu wese anofanira achitokwanisa kutestwa through ma takatarisa zvirikuitwa munzeve munyika kuti vanhu vanongosvika kuma testing center munhu otestwa oziva kuti amire papi. Ndo kwatirikufanira tichitozosvika ikoko. But pare zvino tinoti maresources edu asati akufanira ndosaka tiri kuita particular focus nemamwe maareas rather than doing the whole community. But tinofanira takasvika ikoko kudhara ende ndo kwatiri kufanira kusvika. Sana maskokota chikuti community testing is actually a must at this point in time.
Saka Dr. Nditsa Nambure kuti zvinenge zvichishanda sei nekuti apa akatanga kubuda chirwere chitekeshera muZimbabwe. Kuti munhu anoteswa aitanga anoona doctor. Doctor ndaichozomurefera kuna Anna Wilkins kuitira kuti anoteswa. Manje zvino kana makuti oraiti ngatichitanga kuita community based testing zvinenge zvakushanda sei?
Basically kana takuita community testing zvinoreva izvo kuti tinenge tine macenters akati one day munyika anenge achiita sei? Achita test such that people can actually go to the centers themselves kana kuti vanhu vekuma center vanopinda mudzimba. So it can go either way. Yekuti you can walk in to a facility, then you just get tested, then marizauta ko wozotumirwa womawana ipapo or otherwise. Saka ndo zvatikukurudzira kuti zviitwe kuti tirambe tichi testa vanhu vakawanda tiziva kuti chii chiri kuitika.
All right, hold on, let me just translate for our devil audience and then we'll wrap up our conversation. Yembokambe sulukandaba ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwabasaplayi wonke umuntu ongenayo. Thank you so much. Namhla kuhlelo siqhubekela phambili sithinta udaba lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Siyabona phela ukuthi elizweni sokulabantu abedlula 500 abalalo mkhuhlane. Njalo inani labantu abasebeshonile because of umkhuhlane we-coronavirus lalo selikhuphukile sekulabantu abayi-6 abasanda ukubhubha due to umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. So sikhuluma nje over 500 people tested positive for coronavirus elizweni. Njalo over six people have passed away due to umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. Kuhlelo silo dokotela tinothenda simemeza. Ngiyambuza phela udokotela ukuthi njengoba inani labantu elizweni lilokhu liqhubekela phambili likhuphuka, thina njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe kumele sikuthathe kanjani lokhu? Yena uthi hayi, bona njengabodokotela la kudala bakhuluma lokhu ukuthi babona ngani this is the trajectory okumele izinto zenzakale elizweni. Uthi ngombono wakhe hayi, lingasabi zilukandaba, qhubekani phambili, qhubekelani phambili, lithatha the correct measures ukubona ukuthi ngeke libanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane. So i-social distancing, qhubekela phambili, ukugqoka ama-mask, qhubekela phambili, ukugeza izandla ngesepa, qhubekela phambili, lingakukhohlwi konke lokhuya. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi njengoba siyabona phela indaba le community brain spreading ukuthi umkhuhlane lo lapha saqala vele besithemba ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uyangena elizweni because of abantu abaningi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abaphila kwele South Africa, kwele Botswana, kwele Melika, kwele Ngilandi, abasebebuya phela eZimbabwe, yibo abaningi ababeletha lo mkhuhlane. Kodwa siyabona nje ukuthi lokhu khanya nani sekuyatshintsha manje, umkhuhlane lo usungenile phakathi phakathi emphakathini kwabantu. So it's now spreading within ama communities achiyeneyo. So ngiyambuza udokotela ukuthi lokho kumele sikuthathe njani njengezizalwane zaseZimbabwe, uthi hayi yena ubona ngani sokuyisikhathi sokuthi uhulumeni akhangele phela lokho yokuthi community testing, ukuthi ngeke bakhangele ama resources abo bethi hayi sikhangela ukuthesta abantu abaningi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe kuphela, kodwa sokumele kuhlolwe abantu abaphila emphakathini. So wonke umuntu ocabanga ukuthi ulakho ukubanjwa ngalo mkhuhlane, ocabanga ukuthi ulawo umkhuhlane lo, yena uthi hayi, instead of lokho esasikwenza ukuthi sokumele uyohlolwa ngabodokotela, udokotela besithi okay hambe Wilkins or empilo beyokutesta, usulakho la ukuhamba kuzaba kulama community centers, lapho ulakho ukuhlolwa for umkhuhlane lo. Doc, now let's wrap up our conversation here. People seem to have, and I think this is something was talked about over the discussions that we've had of the measures that people are taking to ensure that they don't contract coronavirus. Now, with things, lessening, or the restrictions slowly lessening, with a lot of people now going back to work and so forth, what advice would you give them to ensure that our battery natural rate shape coronavirus?
All right. I think as the public spaces are now opening up and as people are going back to their works, workstations and so forth, we should always keep in mind and be worried about the possibility of us contracting the virus everywhere we are. So I think the principles just remain the same, that especially when you're in public spaces, you should keep on practicing social distancing and frequent washing of hands using soap and water every chance you get.
There's another question here, and I shall move on to the doctor. Chukona uti madroba kasi anasiana wanokchalisa ne matam ne dambuzi kwenvura. Now, I'm sure we've highlighted throughout our discussions, Eduki, when we are talking about Gezamaoko, Chichaka Kosha Zukurusa, is you know, Charisa, Maturopa Kasana, Nana Bulawa, Yoko, and Octarisa and Damusgrim Vura, Maturopa Kasana, and I'm Zimbabwe, Bulayo, I see you later. When we would be Panguaga die, Uko, Varu Charisa, and the Damusgrim Shabangura.
Mvura chinhu chakatikoshei nguva dzose, corona or no corona. I think izvozvo zviri kufanira kugadziriswa nekuchimbidza. Asi pari zvino kana pasina mvura, you can use my hand sanitizers and so forth, but zvinenge zvine mutengo futi, saka zvinotinetsei. Saka tine chikurudzira kuti vanhu vakwanise kuwana pavanokwanisa kuwana a regular source of water, clean water, so that vakwanise kuramba vachiita hygienic nemazvo.
Right, thanda kubonga udokotela Tinotenda Simemeza. Thank you so much, Dr. Simemeza, for taking time out kupinda muchirongwa chedu. So you just heard there from Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, who was breaking down what is happening in Zimbabwe. Over 500 cases right now have tested positive for COVID-19. The number of deaths, nayo, yakwira zvakare, there are now 6 people who have died due to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, and the number of people who have recovered due to COVID-19, who recovered from COVID-19, has also gone up. It is now at 64.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in via Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES 5 band and C-band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
O uhlelo T-Connection mineni Mike Hobe more Zimbabwe siyabonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Early on we if you're joining us right now, you just missed an interview that I had with Dr. Chinathanda Simemeva over the rising cases of coronavirus elizweni. Sesingena ke kuhlanda lesibili thothi pinda kamuhurukure yechipiri yathathi yathi munyayimwe yathi kubatha nathi mchonga the issue of the proposed constitutional amendments. Now, as we speak across the country in different areas, different venues, they've been hosting discussions, and some of them, of course, due to umkhuhlane lo coronavirus, some of these discussions have been hosted online, whereby abantu are discussing whether or not isekelo sombuso, the country's constitution, should be changed. Let's head over to an interview that I had with a couple of young people in Zimbabwe who understand isekelo sombuso, who understand the legal issues. Paidasa Urombe, our legal expert, joins us. He's on the panel. Tando Kwinji of Youth for Innovation Trust is also on the panel. See Kotanjalo with Rongai Zimudzi, a human rights activist, and Jalo Gushelo, another gentleman that we had on our panel was Umnumzana Alex Kakanje, where Batu Rez Zanu PF. Let's head over to the interview I had with them.
As you would recall, the current came about in the year 2018. It came about through what we'd call a negotiation of the political actors. But most importantly, it came about through the people of Zimbabwe entering into a social contract with the state or with the government that we needed a new covenant or a new basis of our law that would guide us from our past. We're moving away from the Lancaster House Constitution that had been ushered in 1979 with the independence of Zimbabwe. And there was a referendum in the year 2000 where that constitution was supposed to have been changed, but the people of Zimbabwe rejected the constitution that was proposed then. And it was only in 2018 that a new constitution was ushered in through 94% of the people in Zimbabwe, or the people who voted, voting that they were accepting this new constitution. And as this new constitution came into place, one of the ideal provisions, or the uppermost provisions in this constitution, is Section 7 of this constitution in the founding provisions, which says that this constitution, in fact, which says that the state must promote public awareness of this constitution, in particular, first of all, by translating it into all officially recognized languages and disseminating it as widely as possible, and requiring this constitution to be taught in schools as part of the curriculum for the training of members of the security service, the civil service, and members and employees of public institutions, and also by encouraging all persons and organizations, including civic organizations, to disseminate awareness and knowledge of this constitution throughout the society. This constitution is barely 10 years old, number one. This constitution, most of our laws, because they were emanating from the old order, your Lancaster House Constitution, they then became redundant in relation to our current constitution. And what was then supposed to happen was an alignment process that was supposed to happen of the constitution with our legislation. And I think for a while, from 2018, there was this whole noise of alignment. We want to align the constitution. But the noise suddenly died down, and all of a sudden, with the elections in 2018, and as the new government was ushered in, instead of the project of aligning the constitution, continuing instead of Section 7 being implemented, that public awareness of this particular constitution be promoted, we now hear that the constitution wants to be amended. And these are more than 20 amendments, I think about 24 amendments at one go. So I was up until the year 2018 when they had a new constitution, where they had approved about 21 amendments. And this is the first when they actually have 24 amendments at one go of a constitution that it hasn't been fully implemented. So I think that's a big background to our current constitution and to the current to what is currently happening to this constitution.
So now, tell me something. You mentioned the age itself of the constitution. Our constitution was set up in 2013. This is 7 years later. What's the rush to now amend the constitution itself? And besides that, has everything that has been put in place by the constitution lived up to by government?
One would ask that very same question to the government that has proposed the amendments. Why the rush? Has the constitution been fully implemented?
The next person we're going to head over to Muthando Kuyinji. Thando, ngiyabonga kuhlelo njani sizo. Siyabona abantu abaningi ngempela seem to be up in arms about, you know, proposed constitutional amendments. Let me make that very clear. That seems to be going about right now. Who's also part of the civic space. So what is your opinion on these proposed amendments?
All right, so the amendment to the constitution in Zimbabwe, as it would be the second amendment, all other immigrants started by lockdown, and when Zimbabwe could go to Joba, who school is our color, the Chilo, who would be Avando by for the virus, the amendment, they could have a job. Sibala constitution and I must say the amendment saying it will with major implications in relation to our political rights for young people as well as our socio economic rights as well.
Right. What thing would I guess this one? Siyabona phela ama amendments amanyanga khona that are being proposed. They touch on ukunikeza abantu abasakhulayo izikhundla when we're talking about ukungena ku parliament. Now, njengoba they're now proposing things like that, siyezwa abanye abantu abasakhulayo hailing these proposals, basically this is something that is allowing abantu abasakhulayo to be more included when we're talking about indaba ze decision making. Why would people be against something like that?
People would be against it because in nature it's tokenistic. Majority is but our cartels in the constitution day in Nigga Ondava Amasis out in a parliament. And Amasis Hotel and Villa Uma political parties and our constituency based.
All right, Trukunzo Zakare Muriye Zimbabwe Kutipachirongwa Tina Muzare Esther Zimotsi. Let's head over to Esther. Let's hear kuti iye arikuzvona sei my proposed amendments. Esther, vongai ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa. How are you doing? Oh, thank you so much for taking time out to join me on the program. Now, recently I saw you and Namatai in the streets highlighting issues, the issues that you have as young people pertaining to the constitutional amendments. Could you give us a little more insight on that? What exactly was going on and why are you guys in the streets protesting in, you know, regards to the constitutional amendments?
Okay, so me and Namatai on Friday, we went to the minister's office in Zambi, with the minister of legal, to seek audience with him, to tell Rananina the manner in which the public consultations were held.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Namatai, we hold different views on the contents of the amendments mm-hmm. on themselves, but what we have in common is the grievances that we had in terms of how the manner in which the consultations were being held under. You mm-hmm. find that Muloma, that people with the consultations were only held over Zoom. Mm-hmm. And I so managed to be privileged enough, which in the context of a Zoom meeting, more than 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
So, including the MPs. So, what does this then mean? It means that more than 10,000 people in Harare who voted yes for the constitution are now being represented by less than 100 people mm-hmm. who are now going to make decisions that's going to change their that's going to re-veto the decisions that they made in 2018. Mm-hmm. And for us, we thought that this was unfair, and this was also a fight over democracy.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me something. As a young person, because I was reading earlier on, I was researching more on the youth participation in the Constitution, a lot of young people don't seem to understand much about the Constitution itself. Now, here comes the amendments. Why should young people care about all these amendments that are being proposed?
Because young people, we are the ones who are going to feel the effects
mm-hmm.
much more than any other age group.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're going to be extending, for instance, the quota system, the women's quota system, it means that 10 more years of women getting in parliament based on tokenism, it means 10 more years of women's issues not being adequately represented in parliament.
So now let's touch on, you touched on women representation and young people itself. I was reading a little on Clause 11, which talks about the representation of women and youths. 10 seats being set aside. First of all, considering the fact that majority of the population in the country run Rechimiki, is 10 seats enough?
No, definitely not. Mm-hmm. When I first had an encounter with the document, I said, this is nonsense. This is an insult to our intelligence as young people, mm-hmm. because we constitute more in terms of numbers.
Pachirongwa Chinaba Alex Gakanje, he's a ZANU-PF youth member. Gakanje, do you know Mgamchirem Chirongwa Zurufambe?
Yeah,
I'm here. Aywa, Trinan Trinani. Thank you so much for taking time out to join me, Pachirongwa Chedu. Right. The proposed constitutional amendments. Some of these proposed things are not enough for Rechimiki. Iwa, 10 seats, that's nowhere enough for it to allow youth empowerment. Constitutional amendment.
So you must need to understand that amendment of the constitution is constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the procedure and the process to amend the constitution,
mm-hmm.
it is started by these outreach programs
mm-hmm.
that has been happening.
Mm-hmm.
For effect, we shall never at any point have 16 million people to participate in the process of amending the constitution.
Mm.
Now, my sisters are saying that Chenu and Washoma for UT and stuff,
mm-hmm.
we are starting from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we have started with 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
One per project.
Mm-hmm.
Something which was not there.
Okay.
Something which is coming into existence.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start with 10 people, if those 10 are as effective as we want them to be, mm-hmm. or as effective as we shall be,
mm-hmm.
then whatever number is feasible, you know what's the possible saturation in staff. That is not the issue. Of course, my youth, we are more than 6%. But the targeting body may mature with nothing. Now we have changed.
She's dying to respond. Esther, go ahead and respond.
You know, this is the kind of nonsense that we are tolerating in this country. And this is the kind of insults that we always have to face as young people. Why are you starting on 10? Why are you starting on 1 profits? And besides, why is this that we are not getting as many young people to be getting in parliament? We all know it is a public secret. But my political parties, many more, how you are pushing down young people who trust up in their positions. We all know how the system is conservative and we serve, isn't it? And especially because I don't pay, we've got an understanding of this big brother mentality and the entitlement. So we can't continue allowing you to continue stealing our future just because Muruguti, my youth, why are you awarding us 10 seats? Who are you to award us 10 seats? Why start at 10 seats? Why not start at 30? Why not start at 60? 2013, we agreed we have 60 women in parliament. Why now then starting with Kanamori by youth? We now need 10 seats. Why not start at 60? And it's also, why not go to order it? Since we're coming here, like I wonder, it's also not a similar pay of our residual. My sister, like I wonder, it's also a good touch with Pharma Court. Why not do that? If you are recently about democracy and equality, why not do that?
All right, let me hold you both for 1 second. Paida, are you back on the line? Okay, awesome. Now, there seems to be this heated understanding. We have Esther Zimuzi on the line, and she's highlighting how, as a young person, she feels as though, first of all, 10 seats is not even enough, remotely enough, to allow space for youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. She feels as though there should be more additions that allow youth to be more participating in terms of local government. So we're talking municipalities, councils, and so forth. Now, we also have Alex Katange, who highlighted, saying 10 seats or 10 is a good starting position, considering the fact that literally they didn't even have anything to start with. What is your take on this?
Thank you, Mike. First of all, when we look at the quota system on its own, saying that we want to reserve 10 seats for the young people, the first question we need to ask is, what is parliament meant for? Mm-hmm. What is parliament meant for? The word parliament itself coming from the word parler, which means a French word, which means to speak on behalf of.
Mm-hmm.
So already we have got, the question we need to ask is, already we have got young people who are in parliament,
mm-hmm.
though a small number, what is it that they are doing on behalf of young people?
Mm-hmm.
We have a ministry that is dedicated to young people, the ministry of youth.
Right.
What is that ministry currently doing for young people? Before we talk of 18, a certain number, which I would agree that it's simply being brought in as a number, 10 young people. From where, from what? What is the rationale that we are bringing in 10 young people?
Mm-hmm.
Can we not have other means of empowering young people? And one of those means is, what are the political parties who are bringing in members of parliament to parliament doing about young people coming into parliament?
Mm-hmm.
What are the policies of the political parties in terms of empowering young people, reserving certain seats for young people?
Now, tell me something, Paida. There seems to be a heated discussion with regards to how many people need to be consulted before there is an actual amendment. Esther Vongai was highlighting earlier on that, you know, this is happening during COVID times, and a lot of the things that are being done, they're trying to utilize online tools. And in some of the meetings whereby people are supposed to be giving their opinion on these proposed amendments, Munopinda meeting is Zoom, Munege Munevan 100 at most. But now you can't have a circumstance whereby 100 people are speaking on behalf of millions. So now, how many people need to actually give the go-ahead before there is a proposed, before a proposed amendment can actually become an amendment?
Thank you so much. If you recall when we started, I gave a brief background on where we are actually coming from in terms of this particular constitution, where we had 94% of the people actually voted in a referendum agreeing to the constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Why I say this was a social contract between the people and those who govern the people, that this is going to be the document that govern us.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the current statistics of what is currently happening in the so-called public consultations, there are only 950 people who are going to actually be consulted. In a country where we have got a population of 50 million people, to a document that's sacrosanct, to a document that's the supreme law in this country, to a document that took voters to actually dedicate a day to go and agree on.
Mm-hmm.
So really for me, it cannot be that we simply do this in an era or in a time where we are saying the country is actually locked down, people are being returned home, there is no proper business taking place even in the country, and yet we are saying we are having public consultations to amend a document that was agreed for, a document by the people and for the people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back to the people. We need to go back to the constituencies in the same manner that we did in 2018 when this document came into place.
Okay.
So we simply cannot have a very a small number of people going on to agree, and then we have got 210 members of parliament and the 80 senators agreeing on a document that the whole of Zimbabwe had to agree on.
Mm-hmm.
So we might not have a particular number, but we really need to go back to the people that we consulted in 2018
mm-hmm.
when we came up with these documents.
But now, that still doesn't answer the question. That still doesn't answer the question, Tyler. Does it have to be a majority? Can a minority decide on behalf of majority? Or does it have to be, is there a specific amount? Does it have to be 90% and above? Or how does this work?
Unfortunately, our constitution does not provide for it. It gives that power to parliament. But when you look at how parliament operates, it has to be the majority of the people in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
When we usually undergo other public consultations, you will find that consultations take place widely in the remotest of places. Consultation takes place during so many days. Consultations, different groups of people are consulted,
mm-hmm.
which to me then is interpreted as there should be a majority of people in this country who are consulted before these wholesale changes are made to these documents. We cannot simply have a minority. We cannot simply have one political party deciding that we are going to amend just because we have got the majority in parliament.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, you've heard some of the things that are being highlighted. U-Esther Uchinjileng and Bella Utaba, she feels as though it's not enough. Amasitha yithen kuphela. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo njalo umuntu wesifazana, ukubona njani, how much needs to be given to abantu abasakhulayo njalo abantu abesifazana for there to be enough ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo njalo abantu abesifazana balakho ukusithuthukisa elizweni?
But Mike, we've been here before.
Mm.
We've been here before with the women's quota, and Katesi women's quota is being extended because evidently Isaac is seven.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we come from, we want to amass it to our parliament. But I'm going to let the parliament vote to choose for what are our constituencies. But even 2020, and they really cause more harm to opposing women, gender equality, than contributing to it's
mm-hmm.
And just when we are talking about the youth quota system, I think really it's really evident, it's very clear that it really is not justice to our situations that young people are facing. If I may give other examples, courtesy, like recently, what January, people gathered to accelerate our SDGs, our sustainable development goals, achieved by Miara Utonizet. And as the African Union, we have Agenda 2063, where the Africa should be developed by Miara 2063. And over the Parliament, Kajasa Borguti, Abanengwang, and Abanesa Kuan, what is Ukichi about 2063. So, what is the perspective of the question is whether there's a way to sort of deny us to even within Tinajan Zimbabwe, like this is our inshakisa. We are not preparing ourselves for what the rest of the world and what the rest of Africa is preparing for.
All right, hold on for 1 second. Let's head over to Rat Gakanje and hear Uguthiena. What does he have to say? Rat Gakanje, Chirupo Parnare. Right, Manzosh Rukuta Ruoka and among my panelists, Tando highlighted a very important thing. Rachiti, yes, Hongu Panenyai Yema seats MHDT, but there seems to be other issues, or sorry, bigger issues, such as my amendments, IRU Pumita, for example, judges to stay there until they're about 70 years old, which is way above the Atinoti retirement age. Imu MHDT Mukuz Wana Osage.
Amendment of constitution. It is constitutional. But what I mean here is there is nothing wrong in amending the constitution. And the process of amending the constitution is to tangira paku consult the public. And the public in order to consult the elections attend. If we are to do an election, my brother. We consider the people who have participated in that election so that we count in numbers of votes. We count numbers of people who have casted their votes. We don't consider election looking at the fact of general populace. We have more than 60 million, let me say 60 million people in Zimbabwe, but the people who registered to vote are way less than that number. Because the total number that registered to vote, not everybody tend to vote. But we still need to consider that on proclaiming maybe the winner or the loser counting the votes. So when we are with Zoom meeting and we manage to have 100 people participating, it's from that 100 people who have participated where we can derive figures of people who are agreeing to the amendments. So finally, whatever contributions that are being made by the people who are managing to attend these public hearings is what will be considered in the constitution. Moreover, proceeding to the parliament is a process put in order contribution of parliamentarians. And you know, in parliament, they will contribute the issues of more than two-thirds or of two-thirds. So here is the matter. As youth, we should look at issues that directly impacts our livelihood. Issues no longer affect our life. The issue of my judges, my difficult to 78 years or 75 years, how does that affect our life as you?
Regaende kubate pamuromo vakakanje tizokuti vasaurombe ivo vanoti vasaurombe muchiri po parunare. Right, manzwa zvahighlightwa naTando mukanzwa zvekare zvahighlightwa navagakanje. Vagakanje vati nemaonero avo chekutanga those 10 seats hanzi isusu vechidiki tofanira kufara nazvo nokuti it's a good starting point. Vabata zvekare nyaya iyi yambounzwawo naTando uyezve naVongai paanga asati aenda nyaya yezvekuti hanzi there are other amendments that are beyond just the 10 seats. Amongst them being the that allow Mtungamiri Wenyika to have a lot more power. He highlighted one thing. And isu chivechidiki, you must focus on things that are in relation to us. So kadigaindu kubunze imi se munhu anonyatsonzwisisa nyaya dzemutemo why should the youth of Zimbabwe care about whether or not a judge Anopiwa Mukanokwendra Mbera to stand up until he's 70? Why should we care whether or not Mutungamiriri Wenyika Anopiwa Umangwe Masimba?
Thank you so much, Nkoma Mike. First of all, I do not agree with the position that Sen. Chidiki only concentrate on issue Irkuti Yirun Zindoe, Irkuta Factor, Ye 10 masses. Sen. Chidiki, first and foremost, we are the majority in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot simply say that concentrate on the 10 seats and debate on that, do not talk about Makorema judges are going there, or do not talk about the appointment of the judges themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This is a country where we need all of us to make contributions to each and every provision. Because this is the thing that kana tichikuswa kumuno msivo service tunakuridusa makore atatu gara atinao yekuti 65 time and we go to 60, and if we then increase makore evamwe vari in some other positions kuti varambe vachienderera, when is it when we are going to give the young people also a chance for the young people to be heard?
Mm-hmm.
I think it becomes actually quite contradictory kuti on one hand, we are saying, kuti, isai ten seats for young people so that their voices be heard. And on the other hand, so to increase makore varipo acho, vechikuru varipo, vaenderere mberi kusvika ku8 years. In terms of women quotas, ngatidzokerei zvakare kuelectoral act. You know, our constitution is a beautiful document. Mukaenda pasection 17 yeconstitution yedu, inototaura about that gender balance, kuti we should reach gender balance ye 50-50. In institutions and even in institutions like parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying let's increase the quota system for another 2 years of parliament, why don't we implement section 17? Because tika enda ku 163 iyo iri pa ku 123 yatoda kuno aminda kuti increase with the other 2 terms. We won't achieve section 17, which is a better section. You put something that is a 50-50 instead of putting single old zamadzimai ku parliament. Remember without marriage, that is a 50-50, women giving them equal opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's Kati, so this real mango, so let's now try to wrap up a conversation here too. Uzwilo ukushiwo ngu-Esther, uzwile ngempela ukushiwo ngu-Phaida, njalo ukushiwo ngu-Mnumzana uGakanje. Yena uthi intsha should appreciate the 10 seats that they've been provided. Njalo intsha yeZimbabwe kumele, they need to focus on amendments that are being proposed that affect impilo zabantu abasakhulayo. Hayi ukugijimisana ngalokho ukuthi umongameli uzathola some more power from other amendments, njalo ukuthi u-Chief Justice la uzathola ithuba lokusebenza ukusiyefika abe 7 years. Uthi hayi intsha kumele ifocuse on izinto ezimayelana nabantu abasakhulayo. Ukubona njani lokho?
Yithi zonke lezane zinto eziku-amendment ziyasikonsela directly as young people.
Kanjani?
Singakhanyela especially yona le eyamajaji yimwe ukudama oselokishini khathesi ongakwanisa ukuphuma engagqoka ngemaka afike phandle afike abotshwe ngamapholisa. So i-judicial system iyangi-affecta directly as a young person. So akumelanga ukuthi sibe sesishiyela umongameli, because as good citizens, I think what we need to be doing njengabantu beZimbabwe yikuthi sibambisane, sincedisane in governing.
Okay, ngiyabonga kakhulu Thando, thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Wathi ngiphostele umbuzo ofanayo to uPhaida and Alex Gakanje, and then we have to wrap up our conversation. Sakatotsanga kwa Muriva Gakanje, muchiripo parinare. Right. Manzwa zvataurwa naThando. First thing she highlighted, ati aiwa zvese zvamakurukura nyaya majudge zvese hanzi zvino zvino pane mukana wekuti vechidiki say don't focus on it. Zvinokanisa kukanganisa ramangwana revechidiki. Abata zvekare nyaya yekuti hanzi ndamubvunza nyaya yekuti vechidiki don't seem to be invested panotaurwa nyaya yezveconstitution yenyika. Saka ndamubvunza kuti pane zviripo here zvingaitwa kuitira kuti vechidiki navo vatange kuinvesta in certain issues like these, nokuti ndizvoka zvinozo director ramangwana ravo. Saka imi seumwe wevechidiki ndimi kamunoita nyaya dzepolitics, what can be done kuitira kuti vechidiki vatange kunzwisisa kukosha kwemaprocesses akadai? Uyezve Thando anyatso highlight akati nyaya iyi yepolitics inenge inoti netsei nekuti vechidiki havasi kupiwa mikana yekunyatso participate munyaya dzematongero enyika. Saka zvii zvinofanira kuitwa kuitira kuti vechidiki mangwana vaonewo mukana wekuparticipata mune maprocedures akadai vakasununguka?
Chekutanga, vechidiki tinofanira kuve responsible. We should know kuti activism inotangira papi, inoperera papi. We shall never be taken seriously in politics when we mistaken democracy for lawlessness, freedom of speech for insults. We should know kuti kana pakutaurwa nhau dzenyika havatariswe age in terms of demographics, havatariswe maideas. But in my youth, Johannes Kutakawanda last, we have a problem here, which is panotaurwa my serious issues here kwa kanyika. We then come in as activists and analysts.
All right. Regai tipe eva saurombe mkana, and then we wrap up the conversation. Find out which you report on that. You get to wrap up the conversation mkoma wangu. Manzwa zvataurwa navagaka nje mukanzwa zvekare zvataurwa naThando. Hanzi vagaka nje vechidiki aiwa hanzi you must work alongside government kwete zvekuda kurwisanisa nehurumende. Petai nekutipa maundre.
Thank you so much. Ichocho ichokwadi kuti tinofanira kunga tiri vanhu vanotaura. I think what's important in a democracy are the discussions and the debates that are ongoing. It is important that the voice of young people be heard. Tingangwati tinema disagreements ati now, but those disagreements and the debates help us to make a future of this country. Tineshitiki, tivatungamiriri vanhasi, tivatungamiriri vamangwana. We have a beautiful written constitution yatinayo. Let's debate on it. Let's see kuti constitution iyoyi pane zvekuda kunzi zvichinjwa, hatisi kuzvichinjira for current political benefits here. What will this constitution look like as a document 10 years from now? What will this constitution look like as a document 50 years from now?
All right, Thando kubonga uphaida saurombe Thando kwinji vongaizi mudzikanyelo Alex Gakhanje ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu lwamusakhulayo. Tinotenda zvikurusa. Mune Zimbabwe tichasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Nhasi muchirongwa changa chibata nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus, mukuhlane weCOVID-19. There's been a jump of positive cases at least only by over 300 people. The number of deaths has also increased. The last time we spoke lapa uhlelo lwethu lwamusakhulayo, we were talking about four people that had passed away due to COVID-19. Sikhuluma nje namhla, it's six people. Once again, Muriye Zimbabwe, this program is pre-recorded. Saka tine urombo. By the time you go on air, these numbers may or may not have changed. But just in Muriye Zimbabwe, tanga tiri pano tiri tose, pachirongo chedu chevechidiki. Abafisa ukuxoxa lami lakho kungithola ku social media, ku Twitter, njalo ku Instagram @bigmy3bigmyke3 iyona username yami. Ndipo pamunokwanisa kundibata. Muriye Zimbabwe musakanganwe, munokwanisa kutitumirawo mashoko enyu pa WhatsApp pa number 0 2 4 6 5 0 3 1 8. Muriye Zimbabwe tichasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Sesvikile mapetseleni ohlelo lwathu lwavasakhulayo namhla. So, same time, same place.
Lapa, emsakazweni weStudio 7, pano panepenyuro yeStudio 7, anokoneka nemfaro. Dzine wanyu Michael, Muri eZimbabwe. Bye bye.